Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Demai, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav. We have a guest, Nichnas L'ir, that comes into a city. Ain't a makir Adam Sham. He doesn't recognize people here, so he doesn't know who is considered a Neman, someone that's officially trusted when it comes to Maisris. Omar. So he says to the people of the city, he asks them, Mika Neman, who here is trusted on Maisris? Mika Maiser, who over here, even though, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, may not be an official Neman, but we know for a fact that at this point he did take off Maisris. Omar Le'echad, and one of them says, Ani, I'm a Neman. It's like the Mishnah, ain't a Neman. He's not a Neman. But if someone says, Omar Le'echad, he says to him, Ish Ploini Neman, this person says, you should know, Yaakov, he's a Neman. Hareza, then that Yaakov Neman. And it's mutter for the guest to eat the peiros that he buys from this Yaakov without first taking off the maestros you would have to do in the case of Demai. Ah, you may ask, how can I believe this person when he says Yaakov is a Neman if I don't believe him when he says that he's a Neman? Sakta Batinu, this is a special leniency the Chazal made for a guest. He needs food. It's Chayi Nefesh. He doesn't recognize who in this town is a Neman, so therefore we made special accommodations for him. But Anachanami, if he knows a specific person in town is a Neman, he can buy food from that person, he can only take from him. But otherwise, he doesn't have who to buy from. Are you going to ask, why is he such a Rachmanis? Let him buy it and take off the Maestros. And the answer is, we have discussed this already in different Mishnayos, says the Chazaynish. He's going to have to separate Trumas Maestro and Maestro Sheni. He may not have enough food for himself. He's going to have to give Trumas Maestro to the Kayan. He's a guest. He may have just a little bit of money to buy some food. So under the circumstances, we want to make things easier for him. But again, only if he has no other choice. Now, let's say Halach Likach Mimenu. He goes to buy Peiros from this Yaakov that the first person said is an Neman. But Amaloi, and the guest says to this Yaakov, who's selling him the Peiros, Mikan Moicher Yoshan. Who over here sells Tvua? That it's Tvua, which is Yoshan. In other words, it took root before Tezayin Nisan. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were makriv on Tezayin Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, the Minchas HaOmer from the new Tvua of that year. And that's matir, that's the green light, to be able to eat all the Tvua that had taken root before they were makriv it. Any Tvua that took root in the ground after they were makriv the Omer is Aser B'Yachila until they're makriv the Omer of the next year. Bizman HaZeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, we can't be makriv a carbon Omer, the Tvua becomes mutter at a Lois HaShachar of Tezayin Nisan, although the Rabbanan said that you have to wait till the next night. Tvua that took root after the Omer and didn't become mutter yet is called Chadash. Tvua that took root before that and did become mutter is called Yashan. This person wants to make sure that when he buys Tvua, he's not Nichshal in the Isser of Chadash. So he's asking, who sells Yashan over here? Who can I trust? Omaloi. So this Yaakov, the seller of the food, says to him, Ah, Misha Shalachachetzli, the one that sent you to me? His Tvua is Yashan. You don't have to worry, he would give you to eat Chadash, which is food that took root after Tezayin Nisan. Let me ask you something. What about what you just bought from this Yaakov? Are you concerned that that's Chadash? So some of the Mefashim explain over here, it could be that what he bought from Yaakov was Peiros. The Yisur of Chadash is only on Tvua, not on fruit. That's one explanation. But either way, so whoever that person was, he told me Yaakov can be trusted when it comes to Maestros. I'm buying Peiros, as we now understand it, from Yaakov. And I'm asking Yaakov, who can I trust that it's Yashan, not Chadash? And he's sending me back to the person that sent me to Yaakov, to the original person. So obviously, even though Shehen, it looks like Kigoyim L'Zeh, that each one has like an agreement with the other one. Our first friend says, yeah, I'll say that Yaakov is trusted, and Yaakov will say, I'm trusted. But L'maisa Re'elu Nemanim. We do believe them. We're not choshish that there's some kind of a deal between them to lie, even though it looks like they work together. And that's because the Mefarshim explain again like we're saying time in and time out again. Min HaTorah, we should be able to rely on the fact that Maestros have been taken, that the Tefuah is not Chadash, because Roiv Amiratzim did take off Maestros. And Roiv Amiratzim were Makbid to eat and sell only Yasha. The Chacham added an extra Chumrah. So for this extra Chumrah, the Chacham have a right to tell us, here yes, and here we could be Mekel. And one of the places where we're Mekel is in this kind of situation, where a stranger comes to town, he may not have enough money, he needs some food to get by. Chazal say we're going to make it easier on him. Although, we won't believe a person if he says he's a Neman, but we do believe him if he points to someone else, and then we'll believe that someone else when he says about the first one that he doesn't sell Chadash.